and welcome to this year's last podcast. I am your host, Jason Barton, and with me I have my co-hosts,
April Mitchell,
and Chris Scott.
Today's date is December 30th. We're recording a little early this week because we probably will be hungover on Sunday, so...
And we'll be drunk on Saturday.
Well, that probably means the... in the terms of Jack Black...
There will be much inebriation this weekend.
Yes, so we'll be recording tonight in celebration.
Let's get this shit started.
Let's get this show on the road. We're going to be talking about some Rogue One, some World of Warcraft, some birthdays, top 10 favorite songs that came out this year. Cool. I got some geek talk. We're going to talk about the remembrance of 2016. And we're going to have some New Year's resolutions that we all hope that you might enjoy. So, to start this off, let's all talk about that movie we all came to watch this week, or prior, for some people. Maybe on the day of release.
Oh, no, I didn't see it on release day. Remember, I saw it Christmas Day.
Oh, did you? I thought for some reason you saw it early.
Oh, no. It's just like last year in Force Awakens. I didn't have to see it day one, because God willing, you knew how busy it was going to be day one.
So we're going to try to keep spoilers to a minimum. We shouldn't have any slip. So, whose favorite character? K2?
No. K2 was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I think he was my favorite character of the whole entire thing. He is, like, the anti-Jar Jar.
I mean, come on. When you have it acted out and voiced by Alan Tudyk, I mean, how can you go wrong?
Yeah, and that's how I feel, like, if I made a robot, how it would be. It would be...
What, a smart-ass?
Smart-ass, sarcastic, but still follows whatever you say, tell it to do, you know?
Exactly. Just the little things. It's like, how did you know that wasn't me? You know what scene I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Although it did not stay at the ship when they told it to stay at the ship, so...
So he's defiant, which is good for a droid.
Right.
Okay, so let's really get into this. All right. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Well, okay. Let's just call it Rogue One. We know what the real name is.
Yeah.
It is yet another attempt for Disney to start making even more money off of George Lucas's multi-billion-dollar Star Wars franchise.
And I say it's a very good attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was about to say. This one, they killed it. They killed it hardcore. obviously, the story takes place prior to episode 4, A New Hope. And, okay, tell me... Okay, this isn't going to give a spoiler in my opinion. But do you two feel that you... Right now, if you got this movie on DVD, if you had it at home right now, you would have to watch... Rogue One, and then immediately go and watch Star Wars, A New Hope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the first day, when that comes out on DVD, I'm not asking for it for Christmas, I'm buying it straight up, Amazon pre-order. Then that day, I'm going to take the day off, and I'm going to watch both together, and say, screw you all, I'm out of commission for 5 hours.
I think I would do it in story chronological order, just because I'm weird. I'd watch 1, 2, 3, Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, and then Force Awakens.
Yep. Well, I mean, I just mean when the date actually will come out. But yeah, in the future, if I'm like, hey, let's sit down and watch all the movies, definitely got to put them all together. Because this, I feel, is a great fit to the stories we all know and love. Well, at least the original three we know and love. The other three we kind of say, okay, you're the ugly stepchildren, that's okay.
Well, I liked them.
I know. It's just, I still have a hard time over Revenge of the Sith sometimes.
Well, too bad, I liked them.
Come on, I'm a big Star Wars fan, you know me. But overall, so basically the whole crux of the story is there is the Death Star that is being built, mm-hmm. and the Rebellion recruits the daughter of an Imperial weapons designer to get to him and find out what's going on with this. It really did, and you know, the story really did bring a lot more actual flavor to the original 1977 Star Wars. I like right. that. It kind of filled in some of those plot holes.
And they made a joke.
And they did make a joke.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, overall, I thought really good movie, very good portrayal. Yes, it did feel a little World War II-ish in its fight scenes, especially, you know, the ones that they were showing in the trailers with the AT-ATs on the beach and all that.
AT-ATs. You know what?
I love that. Actually, the funny thing is, I saw somebody post on Facebook about a crochet pattern.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that would be me. I shared that from somebody.
Yep. Yeah, come on. If I see anything geeky, it's usually coming from you, April. Come on, and we all know that. But, yeah, I just thought it was a really good movie. I was very impressed with it. So, if you have not seen it yet, what the hell is your problem?
Well,
get out there. This is movie, this is theater worthy, like right now.
If you're a sci-fi geek, you should have already, you should be watching it right now. Or at least walk in theaters, because it's definitely worth it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I really feel like I might go out and see it again while it's still in theaters again.
It's definitely worth sleeping through the matinee for.
What do you mean, sleeping through the matinee?
We went to bleachers the night before and didn't get to sleep until late, and I was off one
day. Yeah, we were just a few hours behind that morning.
And I ended up falling back asleep on the couch because of Boonie. I didn't want Boonie to wake Jason, so I had a sore back.
Yeah, his new thing is to wake us up once he's up.
I can understand that. But yeah, no. Nevertheless, yeah, definitely awesome freaking movie. You must go out. Mm-hmm. You must go see that movie. Totally theater worthy. I mean, hell. If they ever decided to do, you know how they were, when they were ramping up towards Force Awakens, they were having some of these places showing the original six. If they ever decided to do that before episode 8, which I can't see them doing because it's not going to be as much of a hoopla, I'd sit through it, but, oh yeah, I almost want to go see it out, see it again. Definitely. As of this broadcast, it has grossed $375 million.
Bam!
In 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. It's freaking amazing. I think it was saying, I'm looking at this on Box Office Mojo. It has actually made more in 14 days than The Dark Knight. Oh, I'm sorry, The Dark Knight Rises. No, the original Dark Knight. Sorry, I was misreading that. So, it is doing pretty damn well. So what did you guys think?
Loved it. Absolutely worth watching. I'm glad I saw it. I mean, I was kind of expecting that, though. I mean, based on the hype and, you know, just because I like that kind of those kind of movies, I mean, I was expecting something fantastic, and it was very fantastic. Very funny. I found myself laughing a lot. And just watching the screen. I mean, like, you know, like, the main actress lady, she kind of annoyed me at some time. Like, the, whatever, what's her name?
Felicity Jones.
Yeah, Felicity Jones kind of annoyed me at some points, like, her character. Because, you know, I'm like, just man up. Just do it. Get it done. You know you're going to do it.
she kind of had the Katniss Everdeen angst.
Yeah. A little bit. Exactly.
Yeah. But, I mean, even all the characters, they all had their little, you know, the main people with the rebellion, you know, they kind of had their angst. Loved the blind monk guy. Seriously.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me.
He was pretty cool.
Yeah, him and his buddy. I love the two of them. And, you know, just the little, you know, the people, the famous people, Forrest Whitaker playing Saw Gerrera. The mechanical.
Saul.
Mads Mikkelsen as Galen Erso, the actual designer. I love that guy. I love Mads Mikkelsen. I mean, that guy is a great actor.
He did a good job.
I think he's Dutch or something like that. And the other thing I really liked about the actors, most of the rest of them are kind of relatively unknown. And I like that. Think about the original Star Wars. I mean, you really didn't know anybody except for maybe people might have known Harrison Ford from American Graffiti and stuff like that.
Hmm.
April, your thoughts?
I loved it.
You loved it.
I'm glad I went and saw it. I actually had somebody ask me, were there specific points. And I sat there and thought about it. No, I really can't pinpoint specific points because I love the whole thing. I loved it as a whole. I love the story. I love the plot. I love the themes in the movie. Loved the actors. I even liked the stormtroopers funny 3/4 of the way in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah, that's what it was. It was just an overall good movie. I loved it. So definitely easily rewatchable. Theater worthy. Go see it right now if you got the chance.
Theater worthy times infinity.
Damn straight. Oh, and fun fact, I learned about this while listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Jason. You'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
The composer, not John Williams.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much because Susan was bitching about the music.
Yeah, that's the guy who did
Lost, Alias, Medal of Honor.
Video games. He did a lot of video games. And and I heard his interview.
I probably know who he is. I did all those soundtracks.
Yeah. Yes, I forgot where I was listening. It was either NPR or I was listening to...
It was probably Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, yeah, it was Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
He was on last week's episode,
That's it. Yeah, that's exactly it, actually.
And he had actually won the Academy Award for Up.
That's
fine.
That's kind of funny, though, because Susan was bitching that John Williams dropped the ball.
Yeah, because he originally started as a manager, and then they're like, we need somebody to do the music, so he's like, oh, I can do it. And then eventually he just got to the point where he always just started doing all the music for everything that they asked for.
Exactly. It was like, hey, you got 4.5 weeks.
Can you do it?
Yeah. And the guy, I feel the guy nailed it. The music was good. I enjoyed the music.
You and Susan are going to debate on that because she did not like the music.
I liked it.
I loved it. I want the soundtrack.
I could definitely tell.
You know, I hate to tell Susan, not every song in a Star Wars movie can be Duel of the Fates. Sorry.
Well, you gotta realize, she's also the one that paid hundreds of dollars to get the original versions because the remastered ones aren't good enough.
She's got issues.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, anyhow, so yes, definitely.
Right.
Rogue One. So, while we're talking about one singular thing, April, birthdays!
Well, I guess it's their birthday.
Oh, speaking of birthdays, you know, we actually missed two really high-profile birthdays on Wednesday.
Oh, no!
Stan Lee and Nichelle Nichols.
I think you said something about Stan Lee, didn't you?
I don't remember.
Didn't say it in the podcast, but I remember you mentioning
it. I didn't see it on IMDb somewhere on my website.
Oh.
It was either Tuesday or Wednesday for both of them. They were both the same
And the
day.
Other one, I obviously don't care because I don't know who it is.
Oh, Lieutenant Uhura from the original Star Trek series.
I heard about both of those.
Yeah, both on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I want to hear these birthdays. April, birthdays!
Okay, well, since this is supposed to be New Year's Day's podcast, here's New Year's Day's birthdays.
Woo!
First, we have a nice British bloke by the name of Colin Morgan. He's born January 1st, 1986. He's known for portraying Merlin in the series Merlin.
The TV series,
Young
right?
Merlin, yeah.
Yeah. That was a really good TV
series. I love that. I'm still in the middle of it.
I watched it. And he was
also the Duke of Blackwood in The Huntsman Winter's War, which I still need to see.
Mm.
And then, for anybody who liked Monk and could say that they had monkish moments, here's a birthday for you. It's the guy that tried to help him, Stanley Kamel? I think it's Kamel.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Born 1943, died April 8th, 2008, and I remember that because they put a new doctor in his place, and Monk was just beside himself with grief.
Yeah.
He was known as Dr. Charles Kroger on the TV series Monk.
Yeah, that was sad about his passing.
I know, but it was very sad about his passing, but the way they did it in the TV show was hilarious. I remember laughing my ass off at that episode after you know, when they replaced him.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have January 2nd, Jack Hanna, born 1947. He's producer known for Jack Hanna's Into the Wild, Animal Adventures, and being on The Late Show with David Letterman. I always remembered him putting his animals on David Letterman's desk.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them climbed him. You know, he was on there a long time. And then we've got Kate Bosworth. She's born 1983 on January 2nd. Apparently she is Lois Lane in Superman Returns.
Oh, yes, she was.
Mm-hmm. And then that's all I really care about.
Yep.
And then we also have Dax Shepard, born 1975. Married to Kristen Bell. I like her.
Yeah, I used to think he was such a jackass, but he's grown on me.
Uh-huh. He's best known as Fredo in Idiocracy and the astronaut in Zathura, A Space Adventure. And then, I was excited about January 3rd. J.R.R. Tolkien.
Ooh.
Born 1892. Died September 2nd, 1973. English author. Obviously best known for The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, and The Silmarillion. And then you have a gentleman by the name of Dan Harmon. Born 1973. Jason's going to like this guy.
Of course.
Best known for creating and producing NBC comedy series Community, but that's not why. Because he is the co-creator of the Adult Swim animated television series Rick and Morty.
Yeah, baby.
And he also co-founded the alternative television network/website channel called 101.
I would like to point out, I've seen season one of Rick and Morty. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. If you like Futurama, you'll love Rick and
Which
Morty.
Which I watched a few episodes, and it was
the
good.
One where the dog becomes sentient and takes over the world is hilarious.
Booney has the blanket. Yeah. It's amazing. I saw an episode. That was the episode I'm like, I should watch more of this, so I need to watch it still. So January 4th, anyone who ever watched Being Human UK version?
Yar.
Okay, Lenore Critchlow, born 1985. She's the ghost Annie in the UK version.
Okay.
Very good actress.
I liked her.
And then, anybody here like Rammstein?
Du hast.
Yeah.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich
you
getrocknet.
Hate me? What?
Du hast mich getrocknet.
Till Lindemann. It's his birthday. He's the lead vocalist and frontman of Rammstein.
Yeah.
He is born in 1963. A little older than I thought, but still hotter than hell. And I have an honorable mention for this day. Dot Marie Jones. I know her best as Rosengirdle Baumgartner in Boondock Saints. For all you gleeks out there, she's Coach Beast. Woo. So she was born in 1964.
Hmm.
January 5th is another day that Jason's going to probably want to celebrate.
Yeah, baby.
Not only because it's Bradley Cooper's birthday, born 1975, and geeks everywhere know him as the voice of Rocket in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. And, of course, he's going to be in the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yar.
But it's also Hayao Miyazaki's birthday.
Hayao Miyazaki. Mm-hmm.
Miyazaki, sorry. Ghibli Studios. Born 1941 in Tokyo, Japan. One of Japan's greatest animation directors. Best known, I'm sure there's more, but these are the ones I recognize, for Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle. I actually remember seeing a dog, Flanders.
Mm.
Castle in the Sky, My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, Ponyo, and that's just to name a few.
Yeah, he's got a lot. He likes aviation too, by the way, but they're all fantastic.
There was a girl at the bar on Tuesday wearing a Spirited Away t-shirt, and I told her, hey, did you know he's coming out of retirement to make a new movie? She's like, no, really? Cool. Let's just say my drinks were strong. Between the bartender and her, my drinks were strong. And I do have one honorable mention for January 5th. Mr. Marilyn Manson, a.k.a. Yeah. Brian Warner, born 1969. Oh, love me some Manson music. The man is Fruit Loops, but I love me some Manson music.
Hey, he's a music genius.
That's about it. Anyways, January 6th, I think I have an extra one. Yes, I have three. Because one of them I just couldn't because, yeah. Oh, shit. Hang on, I gotta find my place again. So yeah, Hayao Miyazaki. Yeah. How about that?
And Marilyn Manson and Bradley Cooper.
Yay. Okay, here we go. January 6th, 1955 is Rowan Atkinson. Known as Johnny English and Johnny English, and as Mr. Bean. And I never realized it until I'm like, okay, that makes sense now. He was the voice of Zazu in The Lion King. And in Scooby-Doo, he was Mondavarius.
But in most of his Mr. Bean stuff, he never really talks a lot.
No, he doesn't. So. But kind of he was also in the Roald Dahl movie, The Witches. I remember him in that. And he's in the show that a lot of people like called Blackadder. Next one is a very well-recognized name, oddly all of a sudden, more so than he was, Mr. Eddie Redmayne, January 6, 1982, so he's the same age as us. He is Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Obviously, we all know him as Newt Scamander in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which I still need to see.
Love that movie.
Marius in Les Mis. He's Jack in The Pillars of the Earth. I saw him, William Stafford in The Other Boleyn Girl, and he's Thomas Babington in the Elizabeth and Elizabeth the Golden Age movies. So he's in a lot of historical stuff, because Les Mis is French Revolution. And then my third one, because, you know, out of the norm, ha ha ha, is Norman Reedus.
Right.
Born 1969. Everybody nowadays knows him as Daryl Dixon in The Walking Dead. But you know what? I say fuck that. He was Murphy McManus in Boondock Saints and Boondock Saints All Saints Day. Yeah. And he was Scud in Blade 2.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So all you Walking Dead heads, watch Boondock Saints and trust me. January 7th is a couple of cool ones. First is Nicolas Cage.
Who's that?
Oh. Born 1964. He's Johnny Blaze, a.k.a. Ghost Rider in the Ghost Rider movies. Second one sucked. Season of the Witch, he was Beeman. Sorcerer's Apprentice, love it. Yeah. He was Balthazar.
Gotta love that movie.
He was Damon McCready, a.k.a. Big Daddy in Kick-Ass. And, of course, he was Ben Gates in National Treasure, National Treasure Book of Secrets. Love them. Wicker Man, he was Edward Malus, the guy who got... Yeah, we're not going to discuss that story. He was Jack Campbell in The Family Man. And the Angel Seth in City of Angels. Still love that movie. Caster Troy slash Sean Archer in Face Off.
Yeah. I want to take his face off.
And he was also in Peggy Sue Got Married, Raising Arizona, Moonstruck, Honeymoon in Vegas, Guarding Tess, which is hilarious. I'm pretty sure that... what's her name? Can't think of her name. Anyways, he was in It Could Happen to You, Leaving Las Vegas, The Rock, and Con Air.
That's Glenn where Co- I like him.
Glenn Close.
I love Con Air.
And Guarding Tess, so I think it was Shirley MacLaine, actually.
Oh, you might be right, yeah.
The other birthday is Jeremy Renner. Born 1971. Obviously, we all know him in all the Avengers movies as Clint Barton slash Hawkeye. And that's also the same character in Captain America Civil War, Age of Ultron. But he was also Hansel and Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Doesn't matter, he's Hawkeye.
And then I have an honorable mention, Mr. Ivan Moody. He is born 1980. He is the lead singer of the band Five Finger Death Punch, one of my favorite bands. And he was also Hobo the Clown in Devil's Carnival, a movie that I love. So happy honorable mention birthday to you, Mr. Ivan Moody. And that, ladies and geeks, is my birthdays.
That was the birthdays.
Na, 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 na. That was the birthdays.
For New Year's of time. Whatever.
For the new year.
For the new year. All hail the new year. So... So there's a special celebration going on in World of Warcraft. Anyway, I want to take a guess what game they're celebrating? 20 years of?
No.
Come on.
No.
You really only got two options.
I'm good.
All right. Diablo! And they've got shit tons of shit happening in every single... Well, not shit tons of shit, but they got things happening in every single one of their games. So Diablo 3, of course... they're going to be recapturing the feel of your first playthrough of the original Diablo with the Darkening of Tristram tribute event. venture through a re-imaged version of the original cathedral in Diablo 3 and keep an eye out for some familiar items. So, yeah, they're just kind of letting you revisit the original Diablo in Diablo 3! Yeah. That's cool. In Heroes of the Storm, the battle for High Heavens continues as the new Diablo-themed portrait is up for grabs. If you like Heroes of the Storm, okay, cool. Hearthstone, in the Tavern Brawl, a hooded stranger awaits, holding a grim deck in his hand. Will you unravel the secrets surrounding the Dark Wanderer? I don't know who it is. I'm guessing it's the Diablo 3 guy. Cool. Overwatch, bring the battle for Sanctuary into the fight for future with in-game sprays presenting your favorite Diablo 3 classes. Yay! I guess! I'm going to spray some other video game in the current game I'm playing, man. I'm going to show you all that I play Diablo 3. Okay, whatever. StarCraft 2, put the Lord of Terror to work for you with the Diablo-themed worker portrait. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, you gotta think about it. There's not really much they can do for some of these. World of Warcraft, the last one. Strange things are afoot in the world of Azeroth as denizens of Sanctuary cross over into an unfamiliar world. Who knows what that means? Okay, that's cool. Anyways, moving on. Hunters! Patch 7.1.5. There's gonna be some new hunter traps coming out. Slight changes. They kinda look kinda cool. Like, I like the exploding one that pops up and looks like it just explodes with, like, darts that actually go in every direction as it explodes. So, and then the frost trap looked kinda cool too. So they're just kinda giving a revamp of how the traps look. So, cool. That's what I thought. The Time Walking Dungeon, this week, don't forget to pick up your quest from Dalaran. Where you can get a chest and another seal to roll loots for. So cool. Also, don't forget your party portraits coming up this weekend. Pub crawls! Remember, we're going to be pub crawling through Dalaran. Yay! Well, you don't have to be, but I'm going to at least try to do the pub crawl thing just if there's an achievement. So, you know, that's all I have. Because they really didn't do much, because it's the freaking New Year and everybody's on vacation. So,
and it's the holiday and everybody's just getting into the game now.
It's Christmas, it's New Year's. I think everybody just took this week off because there was almost nothing to read anywhere. So, oh well, you know, it is what it is. So I'm cool with that. So just don't forget to grab your Time Walking Dungeon thing. Get your 4 Time Walking Dungeons done this week so you can at least get a chance to roll on your loots as well as a seal, because the seal will give you... Oh, and then take that seal and go do the world boss for a chance at really awesome gear. Oh, and I would like to say, make it as a side note, thank you to the guild. We've done our first Mythics plus pluses this week, and they were amazingly simple. We were expecting super difficult. No, not really. They give you plenty of time to get the stuff done for, like, level 2 and 4. So, because 4, 7, and 10 are when they add the new difficulty levels, like these effects, and they're pretty crappy. So, anyways, that's all I got. April, I think it might be some top 10 time. Maybe some beautiful songs that you think came out this year are wonderful for us all to listen to and enjoy.
Being that it's the end of the year,
well,
a lot of good things in music happened this year.
We still have one more day!
I know, and I'm going to be listening to all these bands tomorrow. Anyways, a lot of good things happened in music this year. Enough that I wanted to do a top 10 instead of a top 5, because honestly, I just couldn't decide. So, tonight's top list is April's top 10 favorite songs that came out in 2016. Mm-hmm. Which, I will note, the songs started showing up on the radio in 2016. Not all the albums came out in 2016. Just to clarify, some of them did come out last year.
Oh, no!
That the songs were made popular this year.
Okay.
So, on that note, number 10 is a lesser-known band that I'm just now starting to get into myself, and I listened to this song for the first time when I made this list, and it's a good enough song that it made top 10. It's a band called Alter Bridge, 2 words, and the name of the song is called Show Me a Leader. So, Jason's got the notes from this list, so if anybody wants to check any of the songs out, they'll be on the website.
Yeah, they're in the notes for this week.
So then, Number 9 is a band that when we actually lived at the apartment complex, our upstairs neighbor told me that I needed to listen to this band, and I'd always meant to, and I never got a chance, and now they're, like, famous worldwide. And that band is called Ghost. And at least one song by Ghost has made it on the list. I like all the songs I've heard so far, but this one sticks out. It's called Square Hammer. I think it's the cool retro gothic sounding keyboard in the song. That's how I would describe it. Sorry, I have a bit of a cold coming on. I apologize. Number 8
okay.
is a band that I've been listening to pretty much since they came out, and that would be Korn. And they have a song out that's pretty fantastic called Insane. That song made it to number 8. But when you hear 7 through 1, you'll understand.
You will.
Number 7 is the band that I've been listening to since my friend Denise got me completely hooked on Motley Crue and this band, 6 a.m.
So you're listening to them since 6 a.m.?
No.
Oh.
But everyone who's a Motley Crue fan knows that Nikki Sixx is in this band.
Oh, okay.
And, I want to say, so is the guy that sang with Motley Crue for a while when Vince Neil left. I think that's the guy, but I can't remember. I'd have to look it up. Anyways, 6 a.m., number 7, is You Have Come to the Right Place. First time I'd listened to this song as well, and it was fantastic enough to make it to number 7. So I would definitely suggest listening. I have their first album, and I want to get every album after that. Number 6 is a band that pretty much... Anytime my mom's like, who sings this? I think she's always saying, like, Shine Down or something like that. And I'm like, no, Mom, that's Seether. And she says it like, no, Mom, still Seether. Well, one time she got it right when it was Shine Down.
Shine Down.
And this time it's Shine Down.
This time it's Shine Down. This song I just started hearing, and I'm already addicted. It's called How Did You Love? I love them most for Diamond Eyes because I can sing that song to Boonie, you know, boom lay, boom lay, boom.
Boom lay, boom lay, boom.
Number 5 is a song that me and my mom used to listen to in the mornings to wake our lazy butts up. And it's one of the newer Rob Zombie songs. We call it the gibberish song, but I'm going to take my $20 and vacation in Japan. Just
yeah.
to let everybody know. It's Rob Zombie, well, everybody's fucking in a UFO. And yes, it's just how
song.
It sounds. Number 4, I actually get stuck in my head whenever it's the last song I hear before I go into, like, the house or work or to eat or something. It's Skillet, Feel Invincible. Hmm. And everybody knows I'm not much of a religious person, but didn't care when I found out they're a Christian rock band. Number 3, we all know I like this band because 2 of the songs made it on my talk last week. But Avenged Sevenfold has a new album out, and this song is the title, a song from the album of the same name. So number 3 is Avenged Sevenfold, The Stage. Starts out like symphonic kind of, and ends with like, to me it sounds like a 16 or 1700s.
Dubstep.
Spanish classical guitar that you'd hear like in a pirate city or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I love that song, and the song is amazing too, so listen to it, definitely. I've listened to like half the album and every song I've liked. Number two, there is not much I really need to say about number 2 when I tell you the title, except for apparently this man's voice is very mesmerizing and has moved millions of people with this song. He is completely hushed.
Anybody listening to last week's podcast?
Crowds. Knows. Disturbed has remade The Sound of Silence. Oh my god. And me being a Simon and Garfunkel fan, this song is truly amazing.
There's no bias here. Nope. None whatsoever.
Nope, not at all.
But it is a good song.
Even though at one point I did have all of Disturbed's discography. Thank you.
And the bodies in the... Oh, wait. That's the wrong song.
Wrong band. And number 1, surprise, is also Disturbed.
They did die.
Oh, no! From their newest album, which I believe also has The Sound of Silence on it.
Oh.
But it's a song called The Light. It's a very good song. It has good melody, and it has a good message in the words. So I would definitely check out Disturbed's latest album. It's pretty amazing. So in that is April's top 10 favorite songs that came out in 2016. And trust me when I should say, when I say you should listen to each and every one of them.
Yep, go YouTube all these songs. Spotify on our works list. Too. Go download it from our website or just open it up and then YouTube all of them.
YouTube.
So, you guys want to know some tech talk stuff going on?
So we might.
You know, like, what could possibly be happening in our world that we love so dearly? You know how I was making fun of Apple and their headphones and the fact that they don't have, like, you know, cables and that you could lose them?
Yeah.
Well, apparently Apple has patented magnetic ear hooks. Don't ask me how they work. But they have patented ear hooks to keep future AirPods in your ears. So I expect new AirPods for all you people with your iPods and iPhones, which use these things, to be using those. Because, you know, Bluetooth, Apple, money, lots of it. Okay, I'm done with them because I'm not a big fan of Apple. Anyways. Do you know what the problem is with self-driving cars?
That they're self-driving?
Exactly. And you know why that's a problem?
Because it's one step closer to Skynet?
How about this? Self-driving cars will make organ shortages even worse. How about an evil twist? Yes, not so many car wrecks equals not so many people giving organs.
Which means now they can start creating artificial organs.
1 in 5 organ donations currently come from a victim of a vehicular accident. So, it is estimated that 94% of motor vehicle accidents involve some kind of driver error. If we get rid of a majority of that driver error, that means our organs are going to dry up. Because we won't have a pool to pull from. Because they won't be pulling cars into one another to give us those beautiful organs that we so need. But that's okay, we'll just grow them in mice and then just replant them in humans. I don't know. That actually is a thing. I mean, like, you know, they're, you know, well, I think that was cartilage ears, actually, last time I was looking at it. But they do, I think they're doing pigs for the organs, actually, last time I read about it.
Like, pig valves and stuff.
So.
I've seen where they've, you know, tried using, like, biological scaffoldings to create real whole things. You know, we need to get the... Okay, I'm not going to say the affiliation, Republicans.
Okay, good. You know,
we need to get the stem cell research back into work. We need to get that shit
going. Dude. This is all going to be fixed when we can start 3D printing organs. And it is actually something that people are working on.
Yeah, because they can, right now they can 3D print artificial limbs.
Yeah, you just start creating like cells from the host and then you put them into a machine that will actually generate whatever it is that you need from them. Fantastic idea. Let's see how it works. Anyways.
Yeah, let's see how it works.
Poor people needing organs are going to have a harder time in the future. Hopefully not us. And hopefully they fix that problem. Oh, actually, you know what? It's just going to drive the need for more organs, so it's just going to fix itself. And this is something that I kind of knew, and this has kind of been on the alert for quite some time. But, you know those smart electric meters that we have attached to majority of our houses out there? Because, you know, electric companies are trying to move to having, you know, really more secure, you know, or sorry, not secure. That's the problem. They're insecure. It's just having things in your house. Well, apparently they're dangerous because they're insecure. Who knew? So, odds are all those Internet of Things sitting in your house could be used to target other devices sitting on your network, which might be in range of your smart meters. So, a single line of malicious code could cut power to your home.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. How would you like just all of a sudden the whole entire world that has a Internet Thing device in their house just automatically just loses power? And how hard is it going to be for the electric company to turn that back on? Because they have to either replace it, which, if your smart thing on your network is just continuously broadcasting it, is just going to happen again. So you're going to have to upgrade and patch those devices to fix this problem. And I don't know how easy it is to fix those things. So this is going to become a problem when people start maliciously exploiting this. But, you know, we live in our safe bubble, so let's not think about this. Let's move on.
Right.
Okay, so 2016 has been bad for what?
Deaths.
Piracy. And I'm not talking about pirates, I'm talking about torrents. Apparently there's been a huge crackdown, especially in the last several months, of a lot of torrent websites. Kick-ass really? Torrents being one of them. Torrents Z, what.cd, apparently they've they're being targeted by probably like RIA and the Motion Picture Association and just about Sony, who knows. Probably every single big company. I mean, they keep trying to pass legislation, so any legal means that they have to take down these sites is going to be used. Oh, including DDoS attacks. I forgot to mention that, because that's what they mentioned in the article. So they've been making DDoS attacks against these sites to just take them down so you can't share. Which makes sense, because they're probably hosted on one server sitting somewhere, which would be easy to take down. Anyways, yar, time to move on. Go to your other pirating websites, maybe something that requires a group organization kind of thing, because those are more secure. So who here wants to own a MacBook Pro?
Pass.
Not me. Pass. And I, you know why? Because Consumer Reports says you shouldn't.
Oh my god.
They stand by their verdict, and they won't recommend an Apple MacBook Pro to anybody.
That's good.
More which is surprising, because Consumer Reports does really good research. So,
Apple products are just so expensive to begin with.
Yeah, the American Magazine, which has garnered credibility over 80 years of its existence, said battery life of Apple's new laptop was all over the place, hitting 19 hours in a test, but less than 4 in another. So it's just hit or miss. So don't expect a large amount of battery time with your MacBook Pros, for one. So portability, not great. And then they went on to have some other reports. So you can go to their Consumer Report link or whatever, and if you really want to know, just Google it. People have linked everywhere. Anyways, I don't really own Apple products. I like Apple. They do a good job with their security. So if you like security, I say Apple iPhones are probably one of the best secure devices. iPads are good, too. Any Apple product does a great job of being secure. However, just like Bill Gates said, if they can update your software, that means they can push a patch to put a backdoor in. So, whatever. Anyways, that's all I got. So, I'm done. Anyways, moving on to some not as bright and happy things. Our discussion in remembrance of 2016, and those who have passed away this year. Which is a huge list.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Yeah.
Amazingly
huge.
I got
two that stand out for me. Three, actually.
So who wants to kick this off?
I'll do mine first. It didn't hit me as hard as the second one did, but January 10th when David Bowie died, that kind of hit me like a half ton of bricks, not a full ton.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been a David Bowie fan for many, many years. I loved how they did some of his... Oh, what was it? They did use Diamond Dogs and Moulin Rouge. Starman was in that movie you watched where the guy was stuck on Mars by himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Martian.
Mark Wahlberg.
The Martian? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, anywhere you look, you got a David Bowie song. You got somebody singing David Bowie for karaoke. You got somebody dressing like David Bowie for Halloween. He's been an icon. He was an icon of my childhood. Let me tell you, it was a sad day when he went. But, which is weird, because he released a new album not too long before he died. And the video for the song was him pretty much all but knowing he was going to die.
I bet you I know you're number two.
Yeah, because it was only like 4 days after.
Oh, I know you're number two, yeah.
You all know who I'm talking about when I mention, you know, Hans Gruber. Sheriff George of Nottingham. Metatron. Alexander Dane. Professor Severus Snape.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Harry in another movie, which you just know his first name. Marvin. Judge Turpin. Blue Caterpillar, which we later on know is his name is Absalom. If you know those names, you know those movies. Harry was Love Actually. Marvin, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Judge Turpin, he was in Sweeney Todd. Well, the man I'm talking about was Alan Rickman.
Oh, yeah.
I lost it at work the day that man died on January 14th. I sat in my manager's chair and cried for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was just at work. It was worse at home. So I was still mourning Bowie when this shit happened.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate. Which probably started the whole entire, let's save people from this dying this year.
Yeah, considering... there's a GoFundMe account to save Betty White from 2016. Mm-hmm. They want to send her somewhere safe.
Yeah, but you remember, and the oddity was both of them died at 69.
Oh, yeah, and you guys had this thing about 69. And then didn't Prince... Oh, no, Prince wasn't 69, though.
Doesn't matter. There was these 2 years that everybody...
Didn't he also pass away, like, relatively close to that?
I think he passed away on my birthday.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, 21st. Yeah, April.
He passed away on my birthday. On my birthday. Not that I was a huge fan of Prince. He's not one that stood out. But he died on my birthday.
Yeah, although what we were wishing for with... Okay, with the whole being 69 years of age, there was one particular presidential candidate that was 69 years old this year. We kind of wanted him to shuffle off the mortal coil that same time.
But the third one that stood out to me was Gene Wilder.
Yeah, that was
yes.
He died on August 28th. I liked him. I actually saw the producers with him as Leo Bloom. The neat freak one. He was Willy Wonka and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Jim and Blazing Saddles. Dr. Frederick Frankenstein and Young Frankenstein, yeah. Larry Abbott and Haunted Honeymoon. And Dave Lyons and See No Evil, Hear No Evil. And those are the ones that, oh my God. I lost it when he died too, but at least he's with Gilda again.
Exactly. I loved watching him and Richard Pryor.
They did a lot of stuff together.
They did, yeah. Those two were hilarious.
But in that, and just in that timeline, you've got Bowie, and then the same day as Alan Rickman, you had Celine Dion's husband Renee, and then Glenn Frey. I didn't even realize this because it really wasn't announced. But I guess February 3rd, Joe Alasky, the voice of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and other beloved Looney Tunes characters, died.
Oh, really?
Yep, I heard about him.
Oh, was it announced about Miss Cleo?
I saw about Miss Cleo.
I haven't heard.
That threw me off. Announced, but that, I read
that
on
threw
the
me
list.
Off. I was like, "What?" I'm like, "Oh my God, I remember Mrs. Cleo," and you could just her advertisements on TV. Oh, it's so crazy. Anyways,
Gordie Howe.
Yeah.
Mr.
And
Rocky,
hit up
yeah.
like a ton of bricks when Anton Yelchin died.
Yeah, I was going to say, I followed by
oh
that.
Oh my God, yeah.
Gary Marshall. Matt Roberts, who is a guitar player. The lady, Greta Zimmer Friedman. She was 92. She was the woman in the photo of the iconic photo shown where the sailors kissing that woman at the end of World War II in Times Square.
Yeah.
She died on September 8th. Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen, who wrote one of my favorite songs, Hallelujah, he died November 7th.
Well, she had a long life, though.
Ron Glass, who played the priest on Firefly, he died.
That was unfortunate.
That sucked. Straight
well,
up.
Well,
no
Yelchin
chaser.
Was a super unfortunate one, though.
Yeah, that was a super
was
unfortunate
freak.
Every one of these fucking sucked.
Exactly.
Yeah, but some of them had long lives, you know.
Well, yeah, Zsa Zsa Gabor just dying like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, she
everybody
was
dies. Unfortunately. Until we can make time machines or something that will... Well, time machines wouldn't save us from death, but, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, who here was sad about Fidel Castro?
Yeah, not
was
so
I supposed
much.
To raise my hand? I'm sorry. I just didn't feel like it.
That sounds like a Trump response to me.
Nah. Sorry for not raising my hand. Bad shoulder, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the one that happened a couple days ago, 2 days in a row.
Wait, are you talking about John Glenn? He was December 8th.
That was very unfortunate. But he yet is another one that had a nice long life. Yeah. He's 95.
Yeah. Considering, I mean, and the thing was, he was in space. Just proving the whole, well, he wasn't actually too long into the radiation belt kind of stuff or whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was trying to talk him into going back into space, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all know what I'm talking about. The December 27th and December 28th.
He was the one that was pushing for Mars.
Carrie Fisher died December 27th. And then Debbie Reynolds, her mom, dies the next day, December
28th. I know. That was just... How? I mean, just... My heart breaks thinking about it still.
But even... Spoiler alert. But even CGI'd Leia made me cry.
Yeah.
And you guys saw that after... She passed.
Yeah.
You know, I saw
made it worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Although, side note, the general, you could only really tell he was CGI when you were doing the up-close scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Admiral Akbar, he's another one that's on the list. He died this year.
Oh, my God, yeah. Eric Bowserfeld.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bowersfeld,
yes. While we're on that topic, Tony Dyson, who was the robotics tech that built R2-D2, followed by Kenny Baker, who was R2-D2.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's been a rough year for Star Wars fans.
Yeah, just give us another movie, we'll be happy.
Yeah. Did you say Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Zsa Zsa Gabor, we did.
Okay. Yep.
Well,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah,
she was recently, too.
Yeah, the name Goda. Yeah.
And Gary Marshall, I didn't realize how much stuff he had done.
Oh my God, yeah.
He was actually the voice of Mr. Itch and the Devil and Pinky and the Brain. I never knew that.
Oh, I never knew that. That's funny.
And of course, you know, he was Walter Harvey in A League of Their Own. That was amazing. He was the Devil on Hocus Pocus. You know that guy. He was in Never Been Kissed. And just the shows he wrote for. He was the writer for Make Room for Daddy, The Lucy Show, The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Odd Couple, that one from 70, well, most of the Odd Couple shows. Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, which his sister Penny was on that show. Joni Loves Chachi, Happy Days. And then he directed most of those. He directed The Odd Couple, Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley. But he also directed Overboard, Beaches, Pretty Woman, The Other Sister, Runaway Bride, both Princess Diaries movies, those one movies with the themes, you know, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, Mother's Day, which he also wrote the story for Mother's Day.
Oh, Gary Shandling.
Yeah, he died.
Yep. Oh my gosh, you mentioned that too, and I didn't realize who he was.
Yep.
And then for anybody who ever listened to Three Doors Down, you know, Will You Still Call Me Superman?
Oh,
The guitarist and one of the founding members, Matt Roberts, died August 20th.
And I also remember China.
Yeah.
We lost China.
Because she was scheduled to be at the Comic-Con.
She was
and
supposed
had
to be at
the
Comic-Con. Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of John Glenn, apparently there was a second astronaut that had also passed away early this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yep, February 6th. Edward Mitchell, he actually... Besides being in the lunar module for Apollo 14, he was one of the guys that helped bring Apollo 13 back when all that crap happened.
Oh,
he actually died 2 days after my birthday, so on the 4th.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget Muhammad Ali.
Glenn Frey.
I actually got to meet him. So
I got to wait on him at Martin's, him and his daughter.
I met him when he was at Barnes and Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, when I worked at the Martins and when I was working at Martins and Niles, him and his daughter, is her name Layla?
I don't know.
We're in Martins shopping.
Yeah, Layla.
And she was, they were my first customers after I was done training.
Oh, wow.
That was like 2000.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Janet Walda, who was the voice of Judy Jetson. Elf. Elf, the guy that played Elf.
Oh, yeah, the guy who played Elf. Yeah.
I'm going to hit up a couple of the Another person that was 69 this year, Alan Thicke died.
Yeah, he was 69.
Yeah. And Christmas Day, George Michael.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a lot of George Michael being sang last night at karaoke.
And you said Florence Henderson already, right?
No, we haven't.
No, but I know. America's recently. Mom, Florence Henderson.
Yeah, 24th. Yeah, it was just last month, so.
I don't know. I always like Shirley Partridge better.
Point. And, you know, former First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harper Lee. She wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yep. One of my personal favorite actors, George Gaines, who most people would remember either as Punky Brewster's adopted father or Commandant Lassard from the Police Academy movies.
Oh, Commandant. Okay, I know him from Police Academy.
Yeah, the guy with the fish. Yeah, that's pretty much everybody I had noted on my list.
Let me see, I'm trying to find... Emerson and Palmer guy died.
You're talking about Arnold Palmer?
Arnold Palmer died.
Yeah, yeah. The PGA guy.
Larry Drake, the guy who played Benny Stallwith on L.A. Law, died.
Oh, I remember Larry Drake. He was also in Dark Man. Ooh, he was creepy in that movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, this year was ridiculous.
Garangiola, the baseball player, died.
I have a feeling it's probably going to get worse, though.
All the baby boomers are getting up.
We're starting to get those baby boomers who are starting to get older, and this is about the time frame when those big baby boomers, who also were early to enter, you know, like some of our major historical events, as well as our movies.
Patty Duke.
Of.
Yeah, true. Well, Kenneth Baker was in his 80s. Gordy Howe was in his 80s. Zsa Zsa in her 90s. But, I'm sorry, Alan Thicke, David Bowie, and Alan Rickman, all 69.
Doris Roberts, the mom on Everybody Loves Raymond.
I that was said about that one, because I really liked her. She was really funny as an actress.
No, not only did Prince die, but his girlfriend Vanity died, too.
I forgot about Vanity, yeah.
Let me see, what else? Lonnie McIntosh. Guitarist, pioneered the lead guitar solo, was in Wham. Fuck. The father on the Patty Duke show died, too.
Oh,
William Shallert.
William Shallert, yeah.
Let me see what else. Morley Safer, a journalist for CBS News, died. He was on 60 Minutes for 46 years. The guy who did the Alan Young from Mr. Ed died.
Yeah, I saw that.
Kato from the Pink Panther died. Bert Kwok. Oh, a singer and co-founder of the singing group The Letterman. Never heard of him. He died. Mike Barnett.
As did the Emerson guy.
And like I said, Gordy Howe. Detroit Red Wings for 25 seasons. He died. Let me see who else. Millie died. Millie from the Dick Van Dyke Show. And Yetta Rosenberg and the Nanny. And Ann Gilbert, she died. Cora Beth Walton Godsey from the Waltons died. Ronnie Claire Edwards. She was a good actress. Billy Bob, the fat guy in Varsity Blues, died. Ron Lester. Oh, Mac Rice, songwriter of Mustang Sally and Respect Yourself, died.
We also lost the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, Janet Reno.
I remember that.
Oh, and actually, we also lost Anthony Scalia, the Supreme Court Justice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was unfortunate. Well, which is why we're in the kind of, well, like the whole thing we're into. She's just right now.
Here's another one that was only 60. Jerry Doyle. He played Michael Garibaldi in Babylon 5.
Oh yeah, I heard that was just that was. I think there's something up with that, but you know,
yeah, that was July 30th.
You mean there was a hit put out on him, and then
for being in Babylon 5, maybe.
talking about.
Yeah, this has been the oddest, weirdest, strangest year. Jason, I get your point that, yeah, we're getting towards where there's a lot of baby boomers and all that. But, I mean, 69 is not an uncommon age to, you know, is an uncommon age to die nowadays.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've had, like, some 50s people die, too.
Oh, Charmaine Carr from Sound of Music. She played Liesel.
Oh, yeah.
She died.
You know me and my thoughts about Sound of Music, so that's why I probably forgot about her.
And Gene Shepherd died.
Oh, Gene Shepherd, yeah.
Arnold Palmer.
And hopefully if we can survive the next 36 so hours or whatnot, we should be okay.
Pete Burns. Founded the band Dead or Alive. You Spin Me Around Like a Record. He died.
Yeah.
That song, Take Good Care of My Baby. Yeah. Bobby V died.
Okay, I'm taking a look at AP News' entertainment section just to make sure nobody else has passed as of this recording. That's where I go.
That's true. We have one more day in which we could possibly lose somebody this year. So nobody should die tomorrow, and we'll be fine. Otherwise, we have to make a special mention.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The guy who created the Big Mac died. He was 98. Jim Delegati.
Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher to be buried together. Debbie Reynolds' son said Friday his mother and sister will have a joint funeral and will be buried together. Oh, that'll be a beautiful ceremony.
Aww. Do you remember this TV show, Bewitched?
Yes.
Do you remember Dr. Bombay? Dr. Bombay, we have an emergency. Come right away. Actor, Bernard Fox, he died the 14th of this month. Man, that's... he was also Colonel Crittenden in Hogan's Heroes.
This is just crazy. If next year better not be like this. Next year's like this, I want off this crazy train. Forget this.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I think it'll probably calm down, and then in the 3 or 2 years from now, it'll just be crazy town.
I need to close this list before I lose it.
Yeah.
So that is, yeah. I agree with the little thing I've been posting on Facebook. I plan on staying up till midnight tomorrow night so I can watch 2016 die.
Exactly. I'm with you there, April. Totally with you there. All right, well, let's get on to a more lively subject.
Sounds like a plan to me, since, I'm about to freaking cry.
What are we looking to, tomorrow is the last day of 2016, which means what? The day after that is the beginning of 2017.
Yay! New health insurance!
Yeah! And,
everybody, use your deductions up tomorrow, if you can!
Thank God I'm off. I already had a few people today trying to pull their bullshit.
So let's look at what we're looking forward to into the new year.
I've got, actually it's more of what's your geeky New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a list of 8 items here.
Okay.
So I've decided that in 2017, I am going to meet at least one interesting person, famous or not, at any Comic-Con or any other convention I attend in 2017.
Sounds good.
Number 2, I would like to successfully DM a D&D 5.0 campaign, preferably Curse of Strahd.
I'm totally cool with that.
Number 3, defeat a video game I've been working on for a while. I have like 5 or 6 games that I've been working on for a few years now.
Which one?
American McGee's Alice Nightmare Continues, we've been working on forever.
Evil Within?
We didn't get very far. We're almost done. We almost fucking beat Skylanders.
That's true.
Dungeon Siege that I've almost beat for like the 10th time. I keep starting over on The Witcher, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just do it as opposed to keep starting.
Yeah, but see, the problem is I keep moving ahead without being the level I should be, and I keep dying trying to do my quests.
Witcher potion.
Farm yourself a couple more levels. Just stay there and farm yourself some levels.
That's the problem. What I need to be where I'm at to be farming is I die. So just farming kills me.
No. Yeah. I think you just need the right potions and using the right sword. Because that's really key.
Oh, I know how to use my swords.
I mean, then again, generally it's Silver sword monster, normal sword humans.
Humans, yeah, not monsters. So that's that one. Number four, I want to go to more rock concerts because even Club Fever and Cheers has good bands that come in.
Yeah, true. There you go.
Number five, I'm kind of a hit or miss if I really care about this one, but I would like to attend Gen Con for the first time, although I'm not big into games, like, as big into board games and stuff like some people are, so I probably wouldn't have a lot of fun.
Whatever you might. Could you mean, April? Whoever could you mean?
Number six, Jason.
No.
Anyways, number six is see every new movie I want to see in 2017. Because I've been very bad just these last 2 months. There are still two movies I need to freaking see. Three, because I want to see Passengers.
Yeah,
that did look good.
I haven't seen that one yet either.
That's a hit or miss on my to watch in theaters, but I do like Chris Pratt. So I would I would definitely be willing to go see that for that.
Okay, so that's number six. Number seven, I want to make more time for my friends and meet some interesting new geeky ones too.
There you go. That's always a good goal. That's always a good resolution.
And number eight, being that I have yet to take advantage of the fact that I have a cushy job with cushy hours, I would like to find new and interesting things to do in South Bend, Kalamazoo, and other cities in the area that are like a day trip away or a weekend trip away.
Woo!
Those are my geeky New Year's resolutions. Jason, do you have any?
I'd like to finish Final Fantasy XV. That would be fantastic. I would like to at least finish three games in their complete entirety. Maybe achieving the achievements in which, for whatever game, console, PC, it might apply to for those games. I can't get every single one of them. It's ridiculous to spend some time like just doing super hard mode. I would also like to enhance my 3D printer to its maximum potential. I just got the 10-inch upgrade for the Z, I can do 6x6x10-inch printing. So we'll see how that pans out.
So now if you attempt to do the power of the...
Exactly! You are reading my mind that I bought it for the power armor specifically. So I would like to do... That's my goal is to set it up for tomorrow morning and just let it go. Because it's a 14-hour print and just see what happens. Although it might be longer since it's taller. So it's probably going to be like an 18 or 20-hour print. So we'll see.
You know what you need to do, Jason? You need to put it in the basement. You need to put a small little space heater in it and a dehumidifier.
As long as the temperatures are consistent, that's all that matters. Because I can adjust the temperature of the nozzle in which it prints to account for any temperature variances between like upstairs or downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Excuse me. Anyways, I almost sneezed.
And it's funny that I knew you were going to do the power armor, because I know you were so geeky.
I wanted, because my first power armor attempt failed. The problem was, is I need to do a touch-up, because whoever did the print online did not attach part of the power armor to the actual person. So it sits and hovers above. So when you're 3D printing, anybody out there, you need to pay attention, especially if you're doing the WoW 3D models, because in WoW, our armor actually hovers above the characters. I did not know this until I started fiddling with it, but yeah, when you go to print those armors, it sits on top of the body. Luckily, I was doing like Z position like printing for that kind of stuff and doing supports, so the supports printed it still. So you could go through and print everything, but then you're going to have to figure out a way to attach the armor so it still adheres to the body. Anyways.
You need to have before and after pictures. You need to put up the original power armor, Jason.
I actually have a Raspberry Pi set up so that I can actually have a camera that I can mount to the printing platform so that you guys can watch, so I can actually record the printing of it so that I can put it online. I'll actually publish it to, if I get this set up, I will print it and then submit it so that everybody can see the, but if anything, I would at least take a picture of the finished, and put it up on the website. So.
Thank you. I want to see that because I thought the first attempt actually wasn't too bad.
It was not. The back of the power armor, it didn't do the problem was it wasn't big enough. And I almost maximized the power armor setup, but the thing is the print is so detailed that it failed to print the pipe and part of the armor, which I said was a support problem, for it. So I'm just going to go in and kind of touch it up in FreeCAD, and then we'll see how it works. So my goal is to get it printing tomorrow and just see how it takes off tomorrow. So I'll have pictures.
Cool.
So 3D printing, finishing some of the games. Okay, I want to finish. You can't really finish Fallout 4, but I want to play Fallout 4 to the point where I have gotten all the expansions done, like all the extra content that they've given us. I want to finish Final Fantasy 15, which I believe is totally doable, of course, in a whole entire year. Yeah. Although I saw that there were raids in the game, so I'm pretty excited about this.
Don't get carried away. Keep on the story.
Exactly. I'm going to just do main storyline, and it looks like... Well, I started reading some of the stuff online about it, and it's like, you need, like, pretty awesome gear already to do some of these dungeons in it, so... Excited about that. Totally geeky, need to get into pickleball form. I'd love to do a pickleball tournament, so... I want to actually do well in pickleball tournaments, so I'm going to get into shape. What kind of shape? I hope it's a manly shape and muscular shape and not a flabby shape. That's the goal, of course, every year. So, I mean, I really haven't thought about too many other, like, geeky things. I would love to go do Gen Con. I would love to run a Gen Con. I saw that was an option. But what I would really love is to get my campaign that I'm running right now to level 18.
Nice, yes.
So if I can get all the people through the current content, because we are literally one night away from finishing the Horde of the Dragon.
Oh my god, seriously, I'm so pissed that we did not get through to that.
I know.
Christmas night. And I could have actually
we were 2 hours away from finishing. I looked at it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so pissed about that, seriously.
But, you know, it is what it is. You just got to negotiate. Well, sorry, by 2 hours, I meant there's probably 2 hours worth of content, but it depends on how you handle it, because things could just go totally horrible crazy for you guys. So, for the campaign. So, yeah, I would love to play a campaign hosted by my lovely girlfriend.
Nice.
I would love to be a player character. I don't always like being GM, so...
It's kind of difficult when you're the only one who's really good at it.
Well, do voices. Everybody loves voices. Oh, and I'd like to try, but I'm not going to force it upon people to try to RP their characters. I would just like to do just one session just to see how people take on it and try to roleplay their actual characters as though they were them.
Just an actual, like, one-shot.
That's how I used to do it back in the day. Like, just throw a one-shot in there. Not even a one-shot. Just, like, the beginning of the next campaign. Just see how people take. I think one of the characters, one of the players, Sean, has done this before. Because he actually started out when he played with our group like that. But then quickly stopped when he found nobody else was doing it. So.
Yeah, I noticed that Osis. I noticed he played Osis very much more like the character, not as a person.
Yeah. Chris.
Yeah, and it's just like, I mean, I've done the superhero games, and I always RP my superhero characters.
Oh, yeah. Well, it can be hard, and the thing is you start kind of fitting into the mold once you do it enough. So, like, everybody's going to be new to it, so.
Exactly.
Anyways, this is the pep talk I'm going to give them, so I don't need to save it for the podcast, so.
Pep talk!
Chris, what about you? What kind of geeky New Year's resolutions do you got for this next year?
Well, I definitely need to be more interactive when I'm going to the next convention I go. You know, any conventions I go to next year.
You're pretty interactive.
You know what? That first day, though. I mean, honestly, that first day, I looked and wandered more than I did, sat through any of the seminars.
You went to more than ours. You went to more of them than we did to ours. Because I think you went to two more than we did.
No. I wanted to go to the one.
Oh.
But I didn't get to that one. All I went and saw, I only went to two, actually. I went to the Brent Spiner one, and then I went to the zombie one with you guys.
Okay.
But, I mean,
all right, because we went to the face makeup.
That one guy from the sixth season of Face Off who did the White Walker King makeup.
Yep, you did that.
He didn't do White Walker makeup. He was just doing White Walker makeup. He was doing the Hobbit makeup.
No, he did the White Walker King makeup.
Well, he did for us his take of the White Walker, but he was originally
the pictures on the internet.
Right, he originally did the Hobbit. Though,
yeah,
didn't
I know.
He?
I'm just saying for our thing that we went to.
Yeah, because you guys went sitting through the Lena Headey one when I sent the Brent Spiner one.
Oh, that's right. We went to see her. That was kind of cool. She was just as fun as she was when we took the picture with her.
Exactly. So it's just, and I mean, I saw all these people on Saturday, all the cosplay, and I then figured out later that that's when the cosplay contest was. I should have been having my camera out the entire damn time, taking pictures of everybody. you saw some of the people.
I took as many pictures as I could of the people who were just walking around, just dressed up in cosplay.
Yeah,
New 2017, I want to dress up in cosplay for one of these things.
Cool.
So, maybe the one that we go to up in Michigan, if we go to the Motor City Comic Con again, maybe I'll do that one.
Why would we not go?
Because it depends on who's there. I'm not wasting
money
if it's not.
If we don't have any good people there, it might not be worth it.
I agree with you. So hopefully I'm going to keep an eye, we'll all keep an eye on that and see. I mean, they probably won't announce.
The actor who played Tristan Thorne in Stardust is going to be at Indiana Comic Con next year.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I kind of would like to meet him.
Yeah, I like him.
Because he was another stuff,
too.
Especially
as of right now, they don't have any of the information for Motor City Comic Con
I was going to say, they're not going to have it till after winter and all that kind of stuff.
No, that's not true, because I was seeing people posted in January, which made me want to go.
Motor City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They're going to start announcing stuff after.
I had our motel room rented by the end of January.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think they're just releasing everything after the new year.
Well, anyways, I want to do some Warbla stuff, Warbla Pie, quote-unquote. If you guys are interested, YouTube it. You'll see a bunch of people doing it online, which is just using some polyurethane. Well, it's not polyurethane, but some plastics and melting. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, I will join you in the cosplay. I will work on my Harry Dresden 2.0 cosplay. The Halloween costume is pretty much my Dresden
Dream. Let me know if you need anything 3D printed for it.
You know what? I might, unless I can actually get myself a real amulet.
I can 3D print clear.
Mine was real.
Oh, you had a real amulet?
Amulet, a real pentagram.
Yes, I borrowed April's this past year, but I mean, and don't get me wrong, that was an awesome looking one. That is very.
I could try working out some lights and stuff this stuff too, because that's kind of my goal. I don't know who I'm going to do, but I'm going to pick maybe somebody from the Blizzard universe or whatever, I don't know who yet I'm going to pick. Probably it's going to be Blizzard related, so it's somebody from Overwatch or somebody from World of Warcraft.
Exactly. So we got time. So I'm definitely going to work on Dresden 2.0.
But it has to be somebody who everybody knows.
People know Harry Dresden.
No. I meant for me. Since I'm doing such a unique Blizzard. Well, not unique, but it's Blizzard. It's not generally something you find at like Comic-Cons. So.
Oh, speaking of the con, April, did you hear the guy that voiced the Heat Miser also passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. More of my resolutions. Similar to April, make sure I hit up every single damn movie that I want to see next year. And right now, I've got a pretty long list of the ones that I've seen coming out for next year. A couple of the highlights. And I thought this was kind of ironic. Logan, Guardians 2, and Spider-Man Homecoming. The ironic thing?
Wait, is that Logan? The one with the younger kid?
Yes.
Younger Spider-Man?
Yeah, the one from that was in Civil War.
Yeah, we saw the preview for it yesterday.
Yeah.
No, Wednesday.
Oh, shit, yeah, 2 days ago, sorry, yeah.
But the irony, Logan comes out on 3-3, Guardians comes out on 5-5, and Spider-Man comes out on 7-7.
Oh my god, they had a mini Groot, too, at the end of the trailer.
I know, he was so cute! Oh my god! He's gonna be the next Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
No shit.
Seriously, I'll come back and we all gotta go see Guardians 2 at the theater.
Yeah, that's one I'm not gonna pass up.
Exactly.
Oh, and I'm not gonna pass up the live-action Beauty and the Beast, either.
Yep, that was actually on my list, too, honestly. Wonder Woman and
We saw the preview. We saw the preview. It looked pretty good. Like, it made me kind of question some of it, but I think it's going to be fantastic. Or wonderful.
For which one?
Wonder Woman.
Okay, yeah. Jason, I know Ghost in the Shell.
That's on my list. If it comes to this area. Because generally that stuff is limited, like, regions. Hopefully Showplace 16 picks it up, or Movies 14, one of the other.
Yeah, because that's where I had to go to see the Boondock Saints movies.
Yeah, it's scheduled for a movie.
I would probably drive half an hour to 45 minutes to go see this thing, so... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Star Wars Episode 8 on the 15th of December.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Carrie Fisher did finish filming before she died.
She did.
Yep, I noticed that. April, this might be up your alley. There, Kenneth Branagh is doing his take on Murder on the Orient Express, November 22nd.
Nah.
I thought I might go catch that one.
Enjoy.
Of course, Justice League, Thor, Ragnarok. And then on the same weekend, I get both Kingsman, The Golden Circle, and Blade Runner 2049 coming out the same weekend.
There was a movie that they showed a trailer for that Tom Hiddleston was in.
Was in?
I gotta look that up.
I can probably look it up faster than you.
Does it matter?
But yeah, definitely there are some good movies. Oh, probably the King Kong sequel.
Yes!
Yeah!
That's it.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, but like, I don't know if that's movie theater worthy. That's probably on my I'm gonna rent.
Alright, sounds good. I'll tell you about it when I get out of the movie theater.
Okay.
Okay,
let's see. What else is on my geeky to-do list? You know what? Honestly, I need to actually start really decorating up my place because, well...
What do you mean? All those signs behind you look fantastic.
And that sequel, by the way, is called Kong Skull Island.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
If you go see it, I'll probably watch it with you. As long as you watch it on a time frame, I can watch it.
Jason, all the stuff that's behind me is all my folk stuff from, like, the 60s and 70s.
Hey, classic.
I'm talking about mounting those pictures that, you know, the artwork that we bought at Motor City Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah, I do need to... Hey, April framed my signed copy of Murphy, so...
Yep, I know.
Oh, we mentioned it last podcast, but...
I need to get that... I need to get that stuff mounted and framed. Besides getting my own place, of course, you know, I need to actually get my collectible stuff up. And just, I don't have to go out and buy the super expensive stuff. Just, you know, something a little here, a little there. Just show my little, you know, respect to my favorite, you know, my favorite stuffs.
Exactly. You gotta represent, man.
Oh, of course, yeah. I definitely, especially more in the way of shirts, too. Which, you know, of course that means I need to get in a better shape.
Shirtwoot? Shirtwoot.com?
Huh?
Shirtwoot.com?
I don't know about there, but...
I mean, they're all sarcastic or, you know, plays on stuff because they don't have the rights to actual stuff, but...
Well, I mean, just even, like, my clerics keep the party going shirt. That's the one I got from that off-world shirts at the con. You know, just stuff like that, you know... I got my business, but then I need my pleasure shirts, so. Exactly.
It's a green shirt, I'm not.
I know, it's your relaxing shirt, Jason.
It's my pickleball shirt that I didn't get to play today, so.
Yeah, well, that's
a sad, sad world we live in sometimes.
Yep.
Not everybody wants to exercise.
Yeah. Other than that, I really haven't figured out any geeky resolution besides get my geeky ass in shape. Other than that,
woo! Sounds like that's a global agenda.
Yeah. Well, that I need to get with part of the I need to get.
How else am I going to fit into my power armor for Fallout 14 that I'm going to wear for Comic-Con?
Fallout 14, Jason?
Fallout 14, yes.
Yeah.
By that time.
Yeah.
Fallout 5.
What I need to do is since I'm here now, I need to start making some connections in the geek community around here. I mean, Don't get me wrong, I miss you all terribly.
You should just go to your local comic book store and just ask around. That's a good place to start.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do.
Or meet up.
There is a gaming store on my way home from work every single night. It's called Gamer's Gauntlet. I stopped in there a couple of times. And
the ones that are open late.
Yeah. I mean, they actually do run the Adventurers Guild stuff for D&D on Wednesday nights.
You should jump into a D&D group there, like on the weekend group or something, a Sunday group or something.
But of course, they do a shit ton of magic. They have plenty of room for, like, wargaming, stuff like that. So I really need to just get with that community and find out what's going on around here. Actually find other people's.
Yeah, exactly.
Not replacements, just new people to add to my collection.
Or I'm future wife.
Huh?
Or future wife.
Yeah, let's not talk about that right now. Yeah, let's work on, we're working on me.
Oh.
We're working on me.
Exercising. So
yes, exercising.
You just need your own power armor.
Yes, I just need my own power armor. Actually, I'd probably go with Glitter Boy power armor from Rifts.
Dude, I saw all of the mods for power armor in Fallout 4. It is crazy how many different ones they have right now.
I believe it.
But, you know, you have to download them and, you know,
exactly.
Install them and shit. So I don't think I'm going to do that.
But, you know what? The year is so early, it's so new, it's not even here yet. So I still got plenty of time to come up with some good resolutions. Mm-hmm. But I gotta start.
You got a day. You got one day before the next 2 years.
I got one day, exactly. So after my little run to Myers in the morning to go get some supplies, because after tomorrow, I'm going to be in this house all alone!
Oh my girds.
Yeah, I know. A fun fact, you know, I would like to travel more, considering my folks are going to London and Belgium and
holy
all that
cow.
In July.
That's cool.
Bastards.
Dang, that's awesome, actually.
It is. But other than that, no, we'll see what other resolutions come up, but that's what I got right now.
Cool.
On that note, we should go through... Let's hit up the usual stuff, April.
Okay, you can find us on the interwebs. We are at www.ingloriousgeeks.com. You can find us on Twitter. We are inglorious_geek. We are on Facebook as Inglorious Geeks, and we do have an Instagram account, Inglorious Geeks 3.
Why are we 3?
Because there's 3 of us.
Awesome. There is 3 of us.
Contact us. You want your birthday? You want a shout out? Contact me. You can
please
email me at CelticWhovian421@gmail.com. CelticWhovian. April.J.Mitchell82@gmail.com. Facebook, Twitter. Just find me, talk to me. I don't care. I'm pretty cool, I'd like to think.
Yes, we love yous peoples.
Yeah.
So, on that note, we are the Inglorious Geek, so sit down.
You shut up.
And roll initiative.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And don't forget, Happy New Year's!
Happy New Year, all.
Happy New Year.
Happy Geeky New Year's. So, don't stay up too late partying hard tomorrow night, because we are. Oh, wait. Actually, you should all have a geeky New Year's, because we all wish that. So, anyways, good night, people.
Night.
Night.
Bye.